The budget for AI is escaping the IT department. Aaron Levy dropped a massive detail this week. Companies are starting to pay for AI tokens out of their general operational expenses. They are treating it like electricity or rent. That opened up an entirely new pool of money. It could literally double enterprise tech spend. Think about that. This is the Throughline Brief for April 19th. I went through every major AI and tech podcast this week, so you do not have to. Here is what actually mattered for founders and operators. I am West. Let us get right into it. The era of the user interface is closing. We are moving rapidly into a headless future. Aaron Levy went on 20VC and laid this out perfectly. He sees a massive shift happening right now across the industry. AI agents are changing the fundamental core of software. The value is moving permanently away from pretty dashboards and clickable buttons. It is moving straight to solid APIs built entirely for programmatic consumption. Software talking directly to software. No human in the loop. John Collison backed this exact point up on Cheeky Pint. He is calling it agentic commerce. He sees large language models taking over as the ultimate recommenders and autonomous buyers. But the implications for you as an operator go way past the digital layer. Tony Hsu was also on Cheeky Pint. He agreed completely that AI ordering agents are the immediate future. Then he dropped the heavy reality check. A great API strategy shifts the entire burden to your back-end fulfillment. Your API is essentially writing a physical promise. It is the logistical chain that actually matters most. When an AI frictionlessly orders a physical product, the physical world has to actually deliver it. Frictionless ordering means absolutely nothing if your supply chain cracks under the pressure. So if you are building an AI tool today, shift your focus entirely away from the front end. The interface is solved. The enduring competitive advantage lives in the API and the messy back-end logistics it triggers. That is where the real value gets captured. Build for the machine. Let us shift gears away from code and talk about your actual biological hardware. There is a persistent myth that skill acquisition has a ticking clock. We assume our neuroplasticity just naturally fades out over time. This week delivered a massive counter-narrative for ambitious founders. Dr. Eric Jarvis explained the underlying science on Huberman Lab. Childhood gives us critical periods where the entire brain absorbs complex skills beautifully. But our adult brain's communication pathways are completely use-dependent. They strengthen exactly like muscles. You just have to apply intentional, structured practice. Matt Diavella proved this in the real world on the Tim Ferriss Show. He fully immersed himself in Taekwondo. He earned a black belt in exactly 90 days. He mastered the physical strikes and blocks. More importantly, he explained how that extreme 90-day sprint fundamentally rebuilt his personal discipline. It reshaped his entire character. Structured, all-in commitment physically rewires your identity. Here is why that matters to you right now. As a founder, you are constantly forced to learn entirely new domains on the fly. Reject the idea that you are too old to master a completely new skill set. Extreme immersion still works perfectly. You can rapidly install new mental fortitude. Small acts of discipline eventually become completely automated behaviors. You just have to put in the intense, focused reps every single week. Aaron Levy was extremely clear on 20VC about the brutal reality of enterprise AI. He explained exactly why selling these tools to giant companies is taking so much time. Enterprise AI adoption is a multi-year slog, constrained by complex compliance and deeply entrenched existing systems. You still need intense human review at every single step. This completely shatters the popular illusion of overnight AI transformation. Founders selling into the enterprise have to prepare for massive friction. You are going to face endless compliance audits and major integration headaches. The models are incredibly fast. The actual implementation inside legacy companies is unbelievably slow. Plan your runway for the reality of human bottlenecks. Over on Cheeky Pint, Tony Hsu laid out exactly why the massive booming ghost kitchens ultimately collapsed. He pointed to the brutal economics of trying to acquire local food customers entirely through digital channels. Customer acquisition without a physical storefront is simply too expensive. A physical restaurant provides an invaluable billboard effect that digital-only models struggle to replicate. If you are building a local consumer brand, physical real estate is actually your absolute cheapest marketing channel. Pure digital models bleed heavy cash to the online advertising giants. Real-world visibility fundamentally anchors your unit economics. You have to exist in physical space to survive. Dr. Eric Jarvis brought a massive revelation to Huberman Lab regarding exactly how we acquire complex abilities. He expanded the concept of the critical learning period far beyond just learning how to speak a new language. The critical period applies to the entire brain in childhood, making early exposure to complex skills dramatically more efficient and deeply impacting lifelong learning. As an investor or a founder building a team, you should pay close attention to individuals who are exposed to their core domain at a very young age. That early immersion builds permanent structural advantages. They process their specific craft with immense, unmatched efficiency. This week proves that the future of tech belongs entirely to headless software and solid APIs. The real winners will master the deeply unglamorous work of real-world back-end logistics and multi-year enterprise rollouts. Concurrently, you must apply that exact same intense effort to rewiring your own habits and capabilities. Rapid growth requires structured, aggressive immersion. That's your through line. See you next Sunday.